We said the second wife of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Sauda bin Zam'a, and we said how it happened was after Khadija passed away. And by the way, it's kind of interesting to know that the one who tells us the story is Aisha radiyallahu anha. Subhanallah, the third wife tells us the story, and she said how Khawla bint al-Hakim goes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she asks him, have you thought about getting married? And she said he remained silent for a long time, and then when I looked at his face, I saw the tears dripping out of his eyes. She said, to the point that I wished I never brought it up. I didn't want to hurt him. Then she goes and comes again, and she tells him again, have you thought about getting married? And he says, who can be as good as Khadija? And all scholars agree that the Prophet ﷺ, after Khadija passed away, no one really took the place of Khadija the way Khadija was to the Prophet ﷺ. Anyway, she says, what about your family? And we said at that point, his oldest daughter, Zainab, was married, and she, of course, living with her husband, who happened to be, his name was Abu al-As ibn al-Wa'il, and he was a mushrik who fought against the Prophet ﷺ. We said that was interesting, that the son-in-law of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ fought against him in Badr. And he got even captured, and his wife, Zainab, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, paid the ransom to free him. So, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khawla, she said, have you thought about getting married? What about your family? Your daughters, he had Ruqayya at that time and Fatima living, Kulthum and Fatima. Ruqayya was married to Uthman and they moved to Al-Habasha. So he said, do you have anyone in mind? She said, yes. Do you like Bikr, she's not married before, she's a virgin, or Thayyib, someone who got married before and her husband passed away? He said, who do you have in mind? She said, the Bikr, Aisha bint Abu Bakr, and the Thayyib Sauda bin Zam'a. And we said the Prophet ﷺ, when he was given the choice, you want to get married to an 8-year-old, which was Aisha. And again, you see here, it was not his idea. It was that lady's idea who brought it up. Or 80 years old, which was Sauda. He told her to go and speak to Sauda's family. Now, we talk a little bit about Sauda bin Zam'a radiallahu anha. Sauda bin Zam'a was the only one who accepted Islam in her family. Everybody in her family was a mushrik. She got married to, her husband's name was Sakran. Subhanallah, the name is weird because Sakran in Arabic means drunk. But his name was Sakran, and he's a Muslim, and he's a companion. Anyway, Sauda and her husband, they both did the hijrah to Habasha, the first hijrah we talked about, and they heard the rumor that everybody in Mecca accepted Islam, so they went back, and they were tortured to the point that some say that was the reason why her husband died. So her husband died, and Sauda, you can imagine a Muslim in a family that everyone else is a mushrik. And her husband passed away. So it was very difficult for her. And some say that, subhanAllah, the same day when Khadija died, Sauda's husband died. So when the Prophet ﷺ's wife died, Sauda's husband died the same day. So anyway, Sauda was living with her father, Zam'a, and Zam'a was a kafir, as we said. At that time, Khawla came to ask for Sauda if she agrees to get married to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. So Khawla goes and she asks Sauda. She asks her, have you thought about getting married? She said, I am this age and I was married before. Who's going to marry me? So Khawla said, I got you the best news you have ever heard in your life. She said, what's that? He said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is asking you for marriage. Khawla said, without even thinking about it. She said, of course, that's the happiest thing I have ever heard. What a great honor. But again, you see, she's a good Muslim. She said, go ask my father first. For me, I'll be very happy, but go ask my father first. We said her father was a mushrik. So Khawla goes to ask Zam'a. She says, I entered and I was kind of scared because he's a mushrik. What is he going to say? And the mushrikeen were the enemies of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I entered the room. Of course, I took permission, I entered the room. He said, who are you? She said, I am this and that, and my husband was Uthman ibn Maz'un, that was her husband, which was a companion as well. And she said, I came to you to ask for your daughter, And of course, you can imagine how old he was. His daughter is 80 years old, so probably he's over 100. She said, I came to ask for your daughter for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what did Zam'a say, that mushrik?